Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A great good day to you. There's a high surf advisory up for the South Shores, Niihau, Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, Koho'olawe, and Maui. We're going to have a sunny day, some rain, but mostly sunny, and it's going to get hot. Up to 91 degrees. The variable winds are blowing 5 to 15, so no relief from the heat. It's week two of the FedEx playoffs. Matt Kuchar leading at Deutsche Bank. Ryan Palmer is looking for a spot in the Ryder Cup, and he is second right now. On the web.com tour, they're all going for their card. Sam Saunders leads with Bud Cauley and Colt Nost, and Tony Finau is doing terrific. You need to watch on Golf Channel. We're going to go play golf, though. That's what we're going to do. And Robert Trent Jones Jr. is our first guest. But first, we need to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Dr. Armand Chong Dentist, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute, dental director for 10 senior facilities, the official dentist of the 1990-95 Hula Bowl and Aloha Bowl. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, a great dentist, 737-3525. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. And also, Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu.
And by the way, Acura TLX, the groundbreaking Acura TLX, is on the lot. Go test drive yours today, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard, and get the Acura TLX tech package. Spectacular sound, unbelievable handling in that Acura TLX, quality and safety unsurpassed. Speaking of unsurpassed, Robert Trent Jones Jr., Master Golf Course Architect, Chairman of the Board of Robert Trent Jones Jr., LLC, author of Golf by Design, and a member of many board of directors over the years, notably Refugees International. He's joining us on the show now, resting on Kauai. No, he's not. He's always working. Welcome to the show, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be in Kauai. Anytime I'm here, I'm a happy man.
Absolutely. Over 40 years, Robert Trent Jones Jr. has designed more than 230 golf courses in over 40 countries on six continents, including, of course, the Prince Course, Poipu Bay Golf Course. He has won Golf Digest and Golf Week awards. The Prince, for instance, the Golf Digest Top 100, Golf Week's Top 100 Modern. I just played, Mr. Jones, one of your most recent creations, Chambers Bay Golf Course on Puget Sound, where the U.S. Open, and, well, it's going to be played the first time in the history of the Open, U.S. Open, in Pacific Northwest. And I was astounded. You took this old quarry with its ruins, the old pier, those walls standing that used to hold the rock that was collected from the quarry, and you saw an amazing golf course. How did you do that?
Well, we were very fortunate to have the opportunity to be chosen by Pierce County. It's owned by the county. It was a quarry, as you mentioned. It's an industrial site. So we said, you know, let's get granular here and recraft this tailings that's been mined out over 100 years for the gravel. And fortunately, they left some beautiful sand as a refuse. So we were able to recraft a golf course that is very lynx in an authentic sense. A links is defined as a golf course along the British Isles where the game began, as hard by the sea, sandy wastelands, which are entirely fescue grasses and sand dunes. And why is that important? Well, because it's exposed to the winds and the rains, and that's Puget Sound, a maritime climate. So next year will be the first American national championship, which will seem like a British Open.
It's a hard course. I mean, the elevation changes, The grass, it's hot. There's only one lonely tree on that course for shade. It's going to be a challenge.
Well, it's cool most of the time, but in June it could be warm. But the weather in the Seattle-Tacoma area is glorious in June and throughout the summer. And the vistas are extraordinary, the Olympic Mountain Range and Mount Rainier nearby. So it'll be beautiful and friendly to only those who understand the ground game. That is to say, most American courses you play through the air. I like to say the British game is like World War One. Unfortunately, the war was fought in the trenches. And the American game is like World War II, an aerial game fought for the air forces of the combatants. Uh-huh. So Chambers Bay is both. You have to hit it long and far, like Rory and other great players. But you also have to learn to bounce the ball into the green, or you won't hold them.
Well, I was reading up on Poppy Hills and what you did there. And I think Bruce Carlton said there are great shots to be had where you don't necessarily hit it on the green. You hit it outside the green and let the slopes do the work. We did that at Chambers Bay a lot. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, actually, after the turn of the millennium, I had a kind of an epiphany of saying, why can't we incorporate both the American and British style courses into one rather than be distinct? I did Spanish Bay with Tom Watson years ago and Sandy Tatum. And so Chambers Bay is a little bit like Spanish Bay on steroids. It's a much bigger course and a lot of hiking that you mentioned. However, the point is that you often have to play in the British game away from the flagstick in order to let the ball feed toward it. And if you play directly at the flagstick, depending where it is set on a given day and what the wind pattern is, the ball may run away from it all the way off to the back of the green or into a bunker. So what we did at Chambers Bay and at Poppy Hills is to make kicker slopes. Think of it as like basketball. If you're playing hoops in your backyard, you're trying to swish the ball. But if you're using the backboard, or in professional games, the glass backboard, that's another way to get to make a basket. So there are different ways to access the flagstick. More options than the Chicago Mart.
It makes sense, because I certainly had to use the roll to get to where I wanted to go. And frankly, it's only a walking course. If you're going to go play Chambers Bay, you can get a caddy. And I highly recommend the caddy to carry your bag, because the walk is, it's beautiful. You really want to be able to look at your surroundings. You're going to want to take pictures. That's all there is to it. But of course, you've got to keep up the pace of play. But if you're in the Pacific Northwest, you've got to play Chambers Bay. It's amazing. You've done an amazing job. And I was wondering, also, you also wrote on your website, I've been lucky enough to share my adventures with dear family, trusted colleagues, and a world of other fascinating people, all of which has shaped my perspective and had a great influence on my life and work. And I was wondering, who influenced your work the most?
Well, obviously, I come from a golfing family. My father was a great golf architect, and he taught me the profession. But probably Tommy Armour was the most important mentor I had. He was my teacher. I was fortunate enough to be named on the U.S. Junior National Team in 1956. That shows my age. But anyway, I was playing at Wingfoot, and he saw me play, and my dad came out to watch the match. I grew up in New Jersey, in the New York area. And he it was a little late, and he said to my father, oh, I just saw him birdie the 10th hole and have the hole. Your son can play. I'm going to teach him the real game, which it sort of insulted my father. But anyway, following summer, he did teach me all sorts of sophisticated and nuances throughout of the game, how to hit bad bunker shot, bad lies in a bunker shot, and so forth. And anyway, the point is that Tommy Armour also was a soldier in Scotland, and this is the 100th anniversary of the beginning of World War One. We call it, he called it the Great War, and had huge hands. And it was noted that by him, he told the story of how he'd won open championships, both the British and American, but he also had strangled a German soldier with his bare hands.
Wow.
So he said, these hands are my glory and my curse. I still see this soldier in my dreams every night. So there you go. He was my mentor. That's the day a boy became a man.
Wow.
I heard that story.
That gave me goosebumps. Thank you for sharing that with us. You said in the turn of the century, or I guess it was, wasn't it? It sounds like so long ago, that you had an epiphany and you decided that why couldn't we put the two styles of golf, the European, UK, British Isles style, and the U.S. style together. Did any of the modern architects, yourself, of course, and Tom Doak, Bill Kaur, Gil Hans, did they influence you in any way?
No, I influenced them.
Ah, yes.
They hadn't really been done before. They think of themselves what they call as minimalist, meaning they lay the course out naturally on lands, and say Bill Kaur and Crenshaw in Nebraska, which is not a links-style course. It's a prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Doak's early work was in northern Michigan, sometimes along Lake Michigan. Those are headland courses. They're not links-style courses. But I played a lot of links golf. I'm a member of the RNA and played just this year in the Senior British Open Championship. So at my age, that was quite a feat to play at the Royal Porthcawl in the Pro-Am with Corey Pavin. And I enjoyed it, but I do find that my game is a little shorter these days. I'm going to take Jack Nicklaus' advice and play it up. But anyway, the bottom line is that I think this is original. And the person who noticed it first was in Golf Digest, Ron Witten. He said, this is original work, meaning Chambers Bay. Even the tees are moving. So we don't have flat tees. They're ribbon tees. I wanted to challenge the best players in the world to set up their shots and think about what kind of shot they want to play right on the tee shot. Everyone talks about restraining the ball. But I said, where does the game begin? It begins on the tee. So that's an original concept. I borrowed a little bit from the short course at Pine Valley where I grew up and played and still am a member, and the Sandy Wasteland. If any influence on what the concepts we have, it comes from Pine Valley. And that's an old concept that was first introduced in the beginning of a century in New Jersey, where I come from. So I guess, you know, a lot of different influences, but I think Bruce Charlton, who's my partner, and the shaper, Ed Tano, who lives in Maui,
wow.
We collaborated together with others to make this new concept a reality at Chambers Bay, at Poppy Hills, and we're doing it elsewhere at the Patriot Course in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which will this weekend host the Folds of Honor, honoring our military players, and at Century World in Wisconsin. So we're using this sort of kicker slope approach where you play to a side of the green to feed the ball into it. And it's all new. And I think, new ways to enjoy the game will make it popular.
Yeah, make it popular and make it fun. As the father of environmental golf, less water is a concern for so many people and other natural resources. And I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind, we need to take a break and thank the people who make this show possible. But is that changing how you and others are building golf courses? And can we talk about that after this?
Absolutely.
Excellent. We're talking with Robert Trent Jones, Jr., Master Golf Course Architect. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path, because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991.
licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Robert Trent Jones, Jr., master golf course architect. He's designed over 230 golf courses in over 40 countries on six continents, including the fabulous Prince Course, which I played in 1991. Absolutely gorgeous. And Poipu Bay, where you could play right now if you'd like, at 9, 10, 10:30, 11, 20. Those tee times are open. And I was reading, the very best courses are those where nature has provided the canvas, and my job is to discover her secrets and reveal them. That's a quote from Robert Trent Jones, Jr., who I'm speaking with right now. That's beautiful.
Well, thank you so much, Danielle. I mean, I try to verbalize the essence of my experiences together with all my friends and colleagues. This isn't just me. This is a team effort. It's a huge team effort. When we craft a golf course, first we have to find her secrets, and that's walking the land. I remember when we did the Princeville Mackay course in the early 70s with Don Carswell, we traveled the Princeville course, what is now the Princeville Resort, by horseback.
Wow.
And so whatever way we can find her secrets, we'll use that mode of transportation. Mostly it's Shanks Mirror, namely walking through woods in Japan, where I'm heading this week for the World Amateur Championships on the courses we designed then, and or in jeeps or helicopters or any kind of way we can. And then we begin designing with topographic maps and other aids. But first you got to, you know, kind of get to know her. She's a beautiful lady, and you better learn all of her secrets before you dance with her.
Wow, that's so well put. You're like a poet. Do you write poetry?
I do. How did you know?
Are you going to publish a book of poetry?
Well, I self-publish for my friends. Every July is my birthday, and on that birthday, I update some poems and cast out some ones that may have been read more than once and give them away to my friends on my birthday, except no presents. But I give them to people who are my friends, and they give me back the most valuable gift they can, their time to read and enjoy them.
That's nice. That's really nice.
But anyway, I like to write about everything. It's not just about golf. Obviously, that's a major part of my life.
Yeah, no, but we all, that's the beauty of golf. People say, well, why should I listen to a golf show? Well, because we're just not only talking about golf. We're talking about life that we all lead. And then we come together at a golf course and share each other, and then enjoy each other, and then go off into our own worlds again. So the golf course brings us together. It's wonderful. So you're working at McKenna on the North Course, which you designed, and now it's being reworked, and it's going to be, I believe, a private course. I'm really excited because Jerry King is over there, a director of golf.
Great guy, Jerry.
Yes, he is. Now I was asking you about water. And I understand that Poppy Hills, when you redid Poppy Hills, water was a big concern.
Well, every climate, we have many different climates in our great and vast country. And it's a Mediterranean climate in California, meaning we don't get any rain for 6 months of the year. And so we have huge droughty conditions. And this particular year, it's very droughty. So the Northern California Golf Association, which owns the property, who serves all of golf in Northern California, recognized the water conservation needs of golf in general, and they took the lead, and we cut down 25% of the water of usage for this particular golf course, which we originally designed and opened in 1987. And it's now much drier, more bouncy. We use the same concepts there, the side kicker slopes and so forth. We took out about 8 bunkers, so it's less difficult. A little longer, a little wider, and we pop the hills at Poppy Hills, so you just have a no rough. You have either the fairway or the forest. And I think they're going to play a men's senior tour event there. I think it's called the Harvest Tournament at the end of September. But mainly it's open to the public, and unlike Pebble Beach, you don't have to mortgage your house or the green fee.
Thank you. No, it's true. I mean, yeah. Golf can be so expensive, and you've got to find the gems where you can have the same kind of environment and not pay, like you said, mortgage your house for it. Now, at McKenna, what is the plan there? It's a dry area of Oahu. I mean,
yeah, it is. And we did the original McKenna course for Seibu Company, who owns the courses in Karuizawa in Japan, where the World Amateurs are going to be played next week, where I'm headed. And they were a Japanese company, a resort and touristic company and hotel company, the Prince Hotel chain. And we did that on Party Erdman's land at Kihei area in 1980. It was 18 holes, and then they built a hotel. And people didn't know about it. It was kind of a hidden gem. In the early 90s, they decided to expand the course, and we took the original course and split it in half, meaning 9 holes went down by the sea and 9 holes went out toward the Malka. Mm-hmm. The mountainside, and we made with the north course, and then in the crash of financial crash, the property had been sold in like 2006, and it all came to a screeching halt. So the new owners are financial people from New York, plus some local people, and they have hired Discovery Land to reset the market. And the McKenna North course needed some upgrades, as we had done on the south course, which is currently out of use. And so I'm glad that the people have found my orphan wandering around in Kiabi and decided to reinvest in her, get her some new clothes. So this girl, who has great bones, has a new kimono, and she looks good. They widened the course, showing the beautiful views better. The routing is essentially the same, the slight difference on the third hole instead of a dog-legged straightaway, which we had proposed. And it was a collaboration with the Discovery Land people and my people. But my shaper, Ed Tano, who lives right there, did all the quiet work. He's the labor in the vineyard. You'll never hear about him. But all those things you play on, his bulldozer blade has made every one of them.
Wow. Now, my question is, did you change any of the grass?
We changed the grass in all of these courses we redone. The Mackay course in 2010, Prince course in 2012. They changed the grass at Poipu Bay also to pass Palom. And the same thing is true at McKenna North, which is a grass which is very salt tolerant and salty air in Hawaii. And it's an all year round course and very green and luxuriant. And, it's just a beautiful, beautiful grass. It's a grass that comes from North Africa originally, where most things have come from, or actually Central Africa, excuse me. But the point is it's a wonderful turf grass, and people are enjoying it in the tropical islands.
Yes.
It's very bouncy, fun, green, and fun to play on.
It is fun to play on. I was thinking about the McKenna Hotel, which may become a condominium or some private homes, inside the building. If they could reclaim the water that's used, there are some places, Salish Cliffs, for instance, they take the water from the hotel, they reclaim it, and then they store it and use it for the golf course during the dry months.
Reclaimed water is a very, very popular use, particularly in droughty places. All the golf courses at Pebble Beach use reclaimed water. They got together and made a reclaimed plant and so on. The sad part of that is that the cost of the water to use in your own home is so expensive, people are conserving the water so there's not as much water to reclaim
in
the community. So in Salinas, in that area, it's a big struggle in Monterey. But anytime you can use reclaimed water and it's purified to the extent that it won't have salts in it, it's a good thing for parks, golf courses being a big park.
Yeah. Robert Trent Jones, Jr., master golf course architect, designed more than 230 golf courses in over 40 countries on 6 continents. Author of Golf by Design. You should get that. And, okay, I'm taking up a lot of your time, but I feel so blessed to have you on the show. What was the most challenging course to build logistically of the 230 plus?
Well, I'll come back to that in a second. I do want to say one thing. I'm here in Kauai and with my yesterday I took my 4-year-old granddaughter out and we played the Mini Prince together.
Oh.
And she's been here for 10 days. She's been body surfing in the water with her mom and dad, and we join in. And last night we had a little family get together because they're leaving to go back to Toronto where they live today. And her mother asked her, "What was your favorite time of our vacation?" Goes, and she said, "Golf with Granddad." So
yes,
there you go.
Yes. Oh, that is so wonderful.
So that made me happy.
Oh, yeah.
Got to bring the youth into it, and you know, go show them the grip. You got to get the grip right when they're young, and they'll play the game.
And you're going to the World Amateur Championships in Japan. Is there a special reason why you're going?
Well, it's the course that we designed in Karuizawa called Golf 72. Early in my career, and you know, I'm sort of having a victory lap now with the World Championships there, and National Championship, Men's Championship, USGA Championship, Chambers Bay, and the Women's Open at Cordova in 2016. So all of these are good. You asked about the most challenging course, probably Moscow Country Club in the then Soviet Union. It took 20 years to bring golf to that place because they thought golf was a capitalist sport. So when we said at the end of when we opened in 1994. We had the reds on the greens. The Cold War is over. I hope that's true.
I don't know. He's acting a little bit strange, that Putin guy.
Yeah, right. We're going to call him Rasputin. You know?
Well, you're so I haven't had a chance to talk to you about Shakespeare. I was told that I should ask you about Shakespeare, but I do need to ask you. You got into Refugees International. What drew you to that particular organization?
Well, I've always had a public spirit. I've served our country on two occasions at the Helsinki Accords in Madrid and later in Hungary at Budapest. So part of humanity is conflict, and part of the refuse of conflict is refugees. So I joined this board. There are many, many famous people on it, many people who have been refugees on the board who serve the refugees by advocating their plight. For example, Queen Noor, who from Jordan would be very helpful and has been very helpful now with an enormous number of refugees coming out of Syria and camping in Turkey and elsewhere, in Africa in the 90s and in Cambodia in the 70s and so on. So basically we advocate, UNHCR, United Nations High Commission for Refugees, and governments and the Red Cross provide food and other services. We go into the camps, and they're quite dangerous, to be honest about it, in Bosnia in particular. We lost two board members. Yeah. We go into the camps to make sure that there's no child labor, no rape, no serious human degradation that's going on in these very, very impoverished places. Now, remember, refugees aren't just poor people. They're all running away from conflicts. I remember in the Bosnian conflict, guys with golf hats in the refugee camps. So we got talking about the fact they actually play golf and so forth. So anytime there's a conflict, anyone can be a refugee, and we just try to advocate their plight, make sure governments watch out for and take care of them.
Excellent. Pleasure talking with you. I hope we can do this again sometime. Thank you.
Well, me too, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
And play Chambers Bay again. It won't be too hard.
I will. I'll keep on going. I hope that I can play McKenna. I'm certainly going to get over to play the Prince and the Prince Mackay and Poipu Bay and all those wonderful courses you've designed. Thank you for your art.
Well, yeah, thank you for the pleasure of your show, and keep it up.
Thanks. Robert Trent Jones, Jr., Master Golf Course Architect, Chairman of the Board for Robert Trent Jones, Jr., LLC, and author of Golf by Design. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae in Kaimuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking. Insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. Oh, you've got to go test drive the Acura TLX. They're in. The groundbreaking Acura TLX is on the lot at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. Go test drive yours today. And if you'd like to play a round of golf at Poipu Bay, there's a 9:10, 10:30, 11:20. Makale on the Big Island has a 10:20, 11:24. Kapolei has a 9 o'clock and a 12:30. Ko'olina, 12:16 and a 1:52. Royal Hawaiian has a 10:30. Olomana, 9:55, is that right, and 10:15. Makaha East, 8:38, 8:45. And the Wailea Emerald Course has a 10:29. So does the Gold, 10:29 on both courses. Now, I'm not sure exactly how many of your accolades I should introduce you with, but our 2014 Barbers Point Invitational Individual Champion, Corey Kozuma, is joining us this morning. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Hi, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Are you working at Pearl Country Club?
They have me listed as employed, but it's mostly just summer work. I'm actually back in Hilo for school right now.
You're going? Oh, are you in Hilo now?
I am. Yes.
I love Hilo. Are you keeping an eye on that lava flow?
I am.
Yeah.
And it's great to be able to just go out there and experience that. You can't really get that anywhere else. Hilo is a great place. I love it here. It's been here for the past 4 years now.
Oh, I was just trying to figure out exactly what, four-time academic all-conference honoree. Four-time all-conference selection, two-time UH Hilo Male Athlete of the Year honoree, 2013 Pac West Conference Player of the Year, NCAA Ping All-American, Ping All-West. You are amazing. So what are you looking forward to in this new and last semester?
Well, it'll be nice to, enjoy my time a little more in Hilo. I have a lot of family here, and which made the transition moving here for school a little easier. And I know the workload for school is a little bit more, just so I can ensure to graduate in December.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do you want to graduate in December?
Well, it'll be nice to get back home to Oahu and start practicing. Without having to worry about school so much.
So your ultimate goal is continuing to play professional golf?
Yes. Yeah, that is the ultimate goal. That's the dream.
Actually, you're an amateur still, right?
I am, yes.
And when would you declare yourself a professional?
I've been thinking about that a lot this past summer. And playing well definitely helped. Kind of make the decision a little easier, but I was thinking maybe around the end of next year. I was planning on staying as an amateur and continuing to work on my game. It'll be nice to have almost like a year or maybe half a year or so where I can just work on my game and have it like be an everyday thing and not have to really do the school thing and have exams. And
right. Do you mean so that you wouldn't have the pressure of being a professional player? You would have, but and the freedom of not being a student. So for a year, you could just focus on being an amateur, getting ready to get into, let's say, the Q school for the Asian PGA Tour, the Canadian PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Ah.
Exactly.
Okay. What's difference between the, let's say, pressure of amateur and pressure of professional?
Well, I mean, as an amateur, you play tournaments and, I mean, there's always the pressure of winning, of competing, being in the hunt. But at the end of the day, no matter how you do, you can just, you
write it off as, you know, a learning experience.
Okay.
And you move on,
yep,
and you learn from
yep,
it.
Yep.
But as a professional, it's a little different. You know, you're playing for a living. You're playing to put food on the table.
Yep.
And, you know, if you have a family, you're playing to support your family. And that's a whole different kind of pressure that, you know, that I haven't experienced yet. So, but, you know, I'm relishing it, and I definitely want to get out there and you know, and give it a go. So
I just always worry, you know, I see the worry. I don't really worry, but I watch young professionals coming out. First, they're amateurs, and they do really, really well. And you start writing down, oh, if he'd, you know, been a professional, he would have won $20,000. And if he'd been, you know, mm-hmm. And then it's tough. And then you become a professional player, and for some reason, there's that little slump that happens.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know? You must have seen that.
Yeah, you know, I think that the money thing definitely has a big part in that. You know, not saying that, you know, they're just playing for the money, but just the thought that, you know, as an amateur or playing at home with your friends and family, you might have like a 4-footer on the last hole, and you know, you just write it off as it's just a 4-footer, and you go up and hit it. But as a professional, you know, you have like a 4-footer, and you think, oh, this could be for like $100,000. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's like the hole gets smaller. And, you know, you start noticing things that you wouldn't have before, people moving in the background or the wind picked up. And it's hard to pull the trigger sometimes. And, you know, I think it's things like that and just that little added pressure. But I feel like the people who are the most successful are those that can, you know, maintain the love for the game, as we have as amateurs and as kids playing and starting up, and just being able to not put, you know, so much of a, I guess, pressure on yourself to
expectations.
Earn the money.
Expectations,
right, exactly.
Are really hard. Do you watch much professional golf on television, like the PGA Tour? You do?
Mm-hmm.
What are you watching? When you watch, what are you looking at mostly?
Well, the fun part is when the professionals hit it in places that they shouldn't. you know, in the trees, or they short-sighted themselves on the greens. And you just kind of watch, or I watch what they do. You know, like the routine they go through, the thought process, the shots they play, technique they use, the clubs they use, and it's fun when they're mic'd up and you can hear them. Or if the camera's close enough, you can hear the player and the caddy conversation.
Yes.
And
yes.
Kinda what they you know, what they talk about, like the numbers they use, you know, targets they pick, and how that affects the routine and the shot decision. And and you know, it's for them, it's a lot harder. You know, people, you watch on TV and you just kind of see a green and you see them hitting their shot, and you don't really see the subtleties in the green, like if the green is slipping away from them, how many undulations there are. So sometimes, you know, they pull off the shot and you're like, oh, that was pretty, you know, that wasn't too bad. But in reality, you know, that was a great shot, and you know, they had to hit it pretty perfect just to get the ball where they did. So
yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, because when I went to Augusta and I walked the course, I went, wow, television doesn't do this place justice. This place is so much harder.
Yeah.
It's a whole different ballgame when you're there. And it's, you know, television, it's two-dimensional. It's, everything looks flat, and you just can't see it. Now, mm-hmm. Final question.
Yep.
Is there somebody you'd like to thank? You know, a sponsor? You don't have sponsors. You're an amateur. What am I saying? Wait, is there somebody that, you know, anybody in particular that you wanted to do a shout out to?
Gosh, you know, there's so many people to thank. I can run them off really quick so I don't take up too much of your time. But,
go ahead.
Well, first of all, my family, you know, my parents, my sister, they've sacrificed so much to allow me to, you know, pursue my dream of playing golf. And, you know, I know the sport is really expensive, and they've never complained once. They've always, you know, put up the money for me, and, you know, I just wouldn't be here without them. Boy Okamoto, and Pro Country Club. Bo is my swim coach, and Pro has been, you know, helping me out and supporting me as a place to play since, well, I'd say my freshman year in high school. We used to practice there a couple times a week at Iolani, and, you know, after I graduated, they still continue to support me. And finally, Coach Earl Tamia and the UHELO men's golf team. You know, for all they've done for me the past 4 years, it's definitely been a growing and learning experience, and it's definitely made me better going into the future.
Awesome. Okay, last question.
Okay.
Ryder Cup, okay? The captain's picks are coming up on Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Hunter Mahan, Keegan Bradley, Brant Snedeker, Webb Simpson, Ryan Palmer, those are the five guys most talked about right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you pick?
I would pick Keegan. I would pick Brant. And I would pick...
Webb Simpson, Ryan Palmer, Hunter Mahan.
I would pick Hunter.
Hunter, because he won yep. last year, but he's over par today. You know, it's really tough, this game, isn't it?
It is. I mean, you know, you have it one day, and the next day can be completely different.
Oops. It's like watching Rory. It's like one day he's totally on, and you can't miss. Next day he's like, I don't know. And Phil Mickelson was all over the place. He said, I'll either be on or I'll be off. He was off. Thanks. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're talking with Corey Kozuma. He is at UHELO. He's going to be a professional golfer, and he's going to do fabulous. Thank you, Corey.
Thank you so much, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this. Another friend of yours, you may remember, Scott Bridges over at McKenna.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. He's going to be joining us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the outside world grows too intrusive, it's nice to know you can escape to one that's all your own. Like the one you'll find inside the Acura RDX. With over 38 inches of rear leg room and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space, the interior of the RDX is designed to be your personal sanctuary. The RDX also features perforated leather trim seating surfaces that provide maximum comfort to every passenger, gripping them through accelerated turns. Immaculately designed and tailored to fit the human form, the Acura RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stowed in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
At Poipu Bay, this is the last weekend to play with your teen, you know, under 17, free. They get to play free with you. So this is it. You heard Robert Trent Jones Jr. earlier play with grandchild. So this is it, you guys, okay? Juniors play free. This weekend is the last weekend, August 31st. So get on over to Poipu Bay and enjoy yourself today. There's a 10:20 and an 11:24 over at Makalei. on the Big Island. Poipu Bay has a 10:30 and 11:20. Kapolei has a 9 o'clock. Olomana has a 10:15. Wailea, both the gold and emerald, a 10:24. Now, let's go to the Lorena Ochoa Golf Academy at Goose Creek Golf Course. Owned and operated by the Lorena Ochoa Golf Foundation, and all the money earned funds her foundation's programs. Scott Bridges, welcome to the show.
Aloha.
Where you been?
I've been all over this big rock up here, I'll tell you that much. Now it's good to hear some good voices of the Aloha people.
There you go. Maui Prince Golf, you maybe remember, McKenna Resort Golf Operations Manager. It must be really different being on the mainland. It's so much larger, for instance.
Yes, it is a lot larger, and you drive for a long time and you don't end up in the same place again. So it's not a circle anymore.
No, it's not a circle anymore. And how's, I haven't talked to our friend Kirk Nelson over at L. Aaron forever. How is Kirk?
Kirk is doing very well. He's playing very well. He's been now, I think he's participated in 3 senior majors. He just played in the senior PGA championship. He played a senior open. I think he played 2 senior opens in the past 2 years.
Well, where is he? Why is he not on my show? Where is he?
I tried to get in touch with him, and I guess he's busy signing autographs or doing something, because he should not take my call today.
He's being Captain Kirk.
Yes. And, I'm the engineer, Scotty, so he should have said, he should have gotten in contact with me.
Come on, he should have beamed you in.
Exactly, beamed him in.
All right, Scott Bridges, PJ, over at Lorena Ochoa Golf Academy. Does the Lorena Ochoa visit very often?
Yeah, she comes either definitely twice a year, sometimes 3 times a year. We had our grand opening a year ago, and she came back this year for the 1 year anniversary, and what a super lady she really is. And a great golfer, as we all know. But more importantly, she's just a wonderful human being.
Yeah, when I read that the foundation owns the course or the academy, and the money earned funds her foundation. So she said, so while fixing your slice, you're also helping achieve the goals of health, fitness, education, and inclusion for everyone. What a cool concept. And there's a question I have to ask you, because you have everything at the Lorena Ochoa Golf Academy. And sometimes I wonder if there's too much technology involved in learning this game, because, okay, I know TrackMan, sort of. Then there's Quintic,
yeah.
Okay, Foresight GC2 and JC Video. Now, please help me understand what these are all for.
Those are all rock groups. No, I'm kidding. They're all, Quintic's a putter launch monitor. It's a high-speed camera that can actually pick up, your putting strokes.
Yes, yes.
And launch is so important in having a good, consistent stroke. So we're able to determine, if you have too much loft on your putter, so we can bend your putter and different things, find out if that's the actual right putter for you. Because a lot of times people just go to, your local pro shop or other retail shops, and they go, oh, that putter looks great. And they take it, and it's really not fit for their stroke. And so that we kind of direct you in the right place to get you the proper equipment to maximize your potential.
Yes. In fact, that was done for me. Aloha Golf Academy. Joey, he's got one. That is the coolest thing. Now I'm all right. That's important. That's good.
Yes. That one's big. And there's different ones. We just have Quintic, and this one they use a lot of the time on the PGA Tour. If you'll see a guy standing out on the putting green with some camera on the putting green, that's usually the Quintic software, and they use it a lot on tour.
Excellent. What's Foresight GC2?
That is just a smaller launch monitor, very similar to, not similar to TrackMan, because that's much more advanced, but it gets basically ball speed and spin off of your driver. It kind of sits next to you. It's just a brand name. It's really good in fitting and also in lessons. TrackMan is great. Yeah, I mean, as far as you asked the question, is there too much? If the instructor does it right, it's not really too much. If we use it to kind of explain a feel to a particular person, not so much the numbers. Let's say we're trying to get somebody to swing a little bit more to the left compared to swinging to the right. Those numbers will show up, and if we can get them to say, okay, did that feel like your numbers changed, they get to come back and actually see if their number changed or not. So, yeah, you can really get too caught up in the numbers, because the whole idea of this funny game is to get the ball in the hole as quick as possible.
Yeah, and isn't it supposed to be a little bit more feel rather than mechanics?
Yes, and you can really, there are people that, you know, you see their swing get worse because they're trying to be perfect, and we know there is nothing perfect in this world.
What?
Except Hawaii.
Okay, except what?
Oh, Hawaii.
Well, I think you're, anybody need a PGA professional? Scott Bridges is calling. He's ready to come back.
Hey, thanks for the shameless plug. Thank you.
Okay, now what do you do for a person who is a perfectionist, who wants to do everything perfectly? And you know, golf is not a game of perfect. So what do you do and what do you say to somebody who has that kind of personality but wants to play the game?
We get some kids, and actually I'm teaching a girl from Taiwan who's a very good player, and she thinks she should have 20 putts around. And, you know, well, of course, we'd all love to have 20 putts around, but when you think about it, that's, you know, maybe not achievable. But we tell her to go and, you know, pick her favorite player and go read up on her stats and, you know, bring in the reality of that top-notch player and where she is might be, you know, 30 putts. You know, then that kind of breaks them down to say, okay, I don't have to take this as seriously or be that perfect with things. So I kind of bring, you know, tour averages in. Other than that, I tell them I'm more of a feel type of instructor. There are instructors that, you know, put you in positions and things like that. I would actually probably direct that person to them. They would probably hit it off a little bit better. I'm more of a feel person, and all I want them to do is drills that they feel the swing, because when it comes down to it, that's all they can do.
Yeah, what bothers me about some of the way we're going on the professional, when I was watching some of the gals at the Lotte, and they've re-upped for 3 more years, which is very cool. I don't know exactly where they'll be playing, although they've always played at Ko'olina. They were lining up not just the putts. The caddies were helping them line up their driver head.
And yeah, that's an issue. You should have the basics of being able to line up.
Well, one would think that would be part of the competitive thing, you know? I mean, are you able to line up your own drive? And that would tell us whether you are actually proficient at the game. Otherwise, it's like you've got a training aid with you the entire time.
Yeah, I kind of see that. You're absolutely correct. I mean, some of the confidence is, am I aimed in the right direction? And that should all be worked out on the practice tee, and then you go play.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go play. Get the ball in the hole fast.
Wow. Well, I don't know. You know, I think that it's a very serious game, and there's a lot of money involved now, and you just have to go have fun. You know, there are days when I like the new, golf made easy rules. Actually, the Golf Channel calls them relaxed rules.
Now, right.
You know, not replacing the competitive rules of the USGA, but just
right.
When you're out having fun, like 90% of us are out there just trying to have a nice time on the golf course with friends, it just makes the game less intimidating. Give yourself one stroke penalty. Don't worry about two. Is it two? Is it what? You know, out of bounds, wherever, whatever color it is, just give yourself a stroke. Pick up the ball. If you've already tried to get it in the hole on the green 3 times, just forget about it already. Nothing more than double the par of the hole. You know, just move on.
Exactly.
You know
that one. It would make it a lot more enjoyable for everybody. I mean, everybody thinks they're really good. And that's a good thing, I guess, in some cases. But our high expectations for ourselves, because we watch those guys on TV, we think we, it should be easy. But those guys do it 8 hours a day, and they're good.
That's their job. They're inclined to be good at that particular thing. They,
correct,
as you said, practice so much that, you know, Michelle Wee injured her she has a, what is that called when you have like a constant injury, but you irritate it even more? So she's in a little, you know, wrist cast or something for a finger. It's a stressful game. But let's talk about fixing a slice and achieving the goals of a golfer coming into you. You have an hour lesson or a 30-minute lesson with video and launch monitor. All of that is included?
Yes, everything's included. You know, a lot of us do a series of lessons, you know, including a five. And we actually, Goose Creek is such a wonderful place as far as a great golf course. And it allows us to go out on the golf course in the afternoon. So people that take the lessons can actually, we go out for a couple holes to see them in a playing type situation, not just hitting out of the bays. And the other great thing about the academy, you can pull it up, lorenaslinks.org, and you can click on the Ochoa Golf Academy, and you can see what we have. We got two bays that you actually hit balls out into a big driving range, similar to Kapalua's. And there's nothing better than actually seeing the ball flight. Plus, the numbers are there to accentuate how much faster learning. So it's quite a place, quite an operation.
But you also have a giant practice green. You've got the practice bunkers. You have a 150-yard grass practice teeing area. And then the walkable 18-hole championship Goose Creek golf course. Where is that?
It's actually in, this week, the city is called Yorupa Valley. It changes weekly. It's also known as Mira Loma, Riverside. It's all in this same kind of county, and we're on the way on the 15 heading north kind of to Vegas.
That was a good one. Yeah. We're on the kind of to Vegas.
Kind of Vegas. You do have to pass us if you're coming up from.
So land on the West Coast, get a car, drive over to Goose Creek, get a lesson with Scott Bridges, PGA at the Lorena Ochoa Golf Academy, and then head to Vegas, have some fun, turn around, come back, see if you've remembered anything, because after all, you may have lost everything, like your memory, in Vegas. Then you go back to the West Coast and fly home, and then you can show your friends just, you know, how incredibly good you got on the golf course by going to Vegas. We're gonna
and your money will be well spent with me than those slot machines.
Exactly. Okay, we're gonna take a real quick break. We're talking with Scott Bridges, PGA, Lorena Ochoa Golf Academy. He was over at McKenna. I bet he wants to come home. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poi Poo Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poi Poo Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poi Poo Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poi Poo Bay. That's 742-8711. Poi Poo Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae in Kaimuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking. Insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs. Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Go out to the Ko'olina Golf Course today, the tailor-made tuned performance event, that's also known as a demo day, is today at 8 o'clock in the morning. I like the time. It's nice and cool. 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock. That's the TaylorMade Tuned Performance event, and that's over at Ko'olina. Acura of Honolulu has a new charity golf tournament. It's the Acura Hawaii Charity Pro-Am Golf Tournament. It is Monday, September 15th. It benefits Special Olympics Hawaii and Kids Hurt 2 Hawaii. The golf tournament features the Champions Tour professionals. It's a five-person team format, four amateurs and a pro, followed by a silent auction, dinner, and concert by Henry Kapono. It's at Aulani, the Disney Resort and Spa, and there are sponsorships and silent auctions. Items and monetary donations are all welcome, and the individual packages are $1,250. The team sponsorship is $5,000. This is a really good cause for Kids Hurt 2 Hawaii and Special Olympics Hawaii. All right, we're talking with my friend Scott Bridges, and coming on to the show real soon is the gal from Champ about some new grips that they've got coming up. You do club fitting over at the Lorena Ochoa Golf Academy, Scott, and I was wondering, how often should you be changing your grips?
It really depends on how much you play, but they make grips now that can last, you know, 6 months. Once they start getting a little worn or a little bit not so tacky, then that's when you want to start changing them. But, you know, now they make a lot of grips, and I'm sure she'll speak of that, that can last a while.
Okay. What about for people, you know, who tend to really grip the club? Does it help to get a larger grip put on, those fat grips?
Yes. I mean, you don't want to go overly large, you know, depending on your hand size. But, yes, anytime. And that's why those putters, the super strokes and stuff, the guys will grip the putters, and the same applies to your irons, that, yes, you will grip it a little bit softer. That's why people with arthritis and things like that will get the larger grips also, to so their grip is not as tight and they don't feel like they have to tighten down. So, yes, it's very important.
Okay, good. All right. Scott Bridges, PGA Lorena Ochoa Golf Academy. I feel like I should be asking you something that I haven't asked you yet. What am I?
No, I'm not married.
Okay.
Like long walks on beaches. I'm kidding.
You are so sweet. Well, me too. Those long walks on beaches, my goodness. All right, well, what are you doing way over there?
Exactly, I'm looking for a beach.
All right, it's Scott Bridges, PGA. He does lessons for a half hour, really good price too, an hour video launch, and of course, club fitting, swing analysis through all of your clubs, and playing lesson. The playing lesson comes with a video, and it's on the way to Vegas.
It is on the way to Vegas.
Scott Bridges, thanks for being on the show.
Hey, thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Aloha. Aloha, Scott. And say hi to Kirk for me. Okay, so we're going to take another break real quick and bring in a wonderful lady, Jessica Georgines. There's a new line of grips they've just come out with, and it's by Champ. Yeah, the people who make the spikes, they make grips. So we're going to take this break. Thank the people who make this show possible.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high rise, retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing.
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
When the world grows too intrusive, escape to one that's all your own. The Acura RDX is incredibly spacious, with over 38 inches of rear legroom and over 76 cubic feet of cargo space. With leather-trimmed seating surfaces, the RDX interior was named one of Ward's 10 Best. The 2014 Acura RDX. Create your own space in the world. Acura reminds you to properly secure items stored in cargo area.
Be sure to come visit our Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back. We're in week two of the FedEx playoffs, and Matt Kuchar was leading the last time I checked the leaderboard. Deutsche Bank's the event. Next week it's BMW. Ryan Palmer is looking for a spot on the Ryder Cup, and he's in second. It was interesting listening to Brandel Jambly talk about Ryan Palmer. He looks like a pretty good pick. I enjoy Brandel Jambly. I like his analysis. Sam Saunders with Bud Cauley and Colt Nost. Tony Finau moving up the leaderboard. This is all in the web.com, and they're all trying to get their PGA Tour cards, going to the big dance, the big stage. And we were playing golf with Robert Trent Jones Jr. earlier this morning, and Scott Bridges and Corey Kozuma joined us for a while. And now in the clubhouse, Jessica Georgines, the marketing director for Champ McNeil Engineering Worldwide, is going to join us. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, are you following the Ryder Cup picks much?
I am following the Ryder Cup picks very closely. And as you just mentioned, the Deutsche Bank is actually here in my backyard. Our company is located in Massachusetts. So we were down at the tournament last week and, you know, trying to get all the insider information, but no one was spilling the beans. So.
No, I bet you, you know, Tom Watson has turned off the phone. Hunter Mahan, Keegan Bradley, Brant Snedeker, Webb Simpson, Ryan Palmer. Who are your three?
I like Keegan Bradley. Webb Simpson, I think, is great. I think, you know, I'm totally in love with Jordan Spieth right now, so I'd love to see him right now. But I'm not, you know.
That's as good a reason as any.
I'll go the safe route and say anybody who's using Champ products. How about that?
I like that. Anybody who's using Champ products, you're a good company girl.
Yeah,
let's talk about
course.
Those Champ products. Okay, now,
sure.
First of all, they're called C-Grips. And
yes.
What does that mean?
Well, we decided that we would name our line the C-Grip line after Champ, so it's the Champ line. And we have a full range of grips from an entry level to a high performance level grip. You have a special coating on the end cap from a numbering system, a C8, C6, C4, C2, and that was descending order from your performance to your entry level.
Okay.
So we kind of cover all of our bases and make a grip that's appealing to every golfer of every level.
All right. So the C8 is the top of the line?
Correct. The C8 is the top of the line. That's our performance grip. It's advanced technology with the highest grade of materials possible, really tacky feel to it. It's used with Kevlar, so it's long-lasting. An anti-shock wrap in there, so, you know, it's comfortable when you're swinging. That's the loaded, if you will, the loaded high-end C8.
Okay, you got to tell me what thermoplastic olefin is.
That's a innovative high-end Japanese thermoplastic. So it's a really soft, comfortable plastic, but like I said, it's a really high-end material, so it's not going to wear down as quickly as some of the other grips might.
And it's infused with Kevlar.
Infused with Kevlar, so you're getting that long durability. Again, it's going to last longer and not wear as fast.
It's awesome. And it has an anti-shock layer and that anti-shock layer. Isn't that great?
Yeah. So, you know, you won't get that crazy shaking in your hands when you're swinging.
Now, if you could just make it so that I could hit the ball, you know, on the sweet spot. Yeah. No. So those are like $15.99. That's for each grip, right?
Correct. Suggested retail. Yep.
Yeah. And how long does that last?
Just as the caller before me said, you know, it could go anywhere from 6 months. It could go to a year, depending on how often you play. You know, the guys on tour are playing every week, so they tend to change their grips, you know, more often, almost every week.
They do. They do.
Yeah. You know, they're also getting new clubs and things like that, so, you know, they want to have their freshest grips on there for each tournament. So, you know, yeah, mostly they change them every week, you know. And if you're an avid golfer playing a couple times a week, then I would suggest changing them, you know, every 4 or 5 months, every, you know.
Yeah.
As often as you feel, that's going to give you a better grip to your game.
Yeah, sometimes we forget how good the new grips feel, too.
Right,
you know,
right.
And then if you find that you're losing your grip and you're holding on, that it's starting to slip. That can really hurt you. It can hurt your body, but it can hurt your game, too.
It definitely can. And, you know, your grip is your direct contact to your club, to your game. So why not change your grips and have, you know, such a, you know, a better connection to your game?
Right. Some people say, I need new clubs. Hey, you probably just need to re-grip your clubs. The C6s, they've got two-tone rubber grips in non-cord, half-cord, full-cord. What do you mean?
So our C6 is, like you said, it's a multi-compound. It comes in different features. I guess you could do a half-cord feature where you have, you know, half the grip is corded and raised through. You can have that texture and feel to it.
Mm.
And then the full cord that can run throughout, or it can be a no-cord option.
Cool.
Also runs, you know, multiple colors and options and things like that. So, and that's one step down from the C8, but it's still made, you know, really durable, really tacky, great feel to it. And then you have our C4 and our C2 grips, which are a little bit lower on the performance scale in the sense that the rubber is, you know, textured pattern, but you're getting a great feel to it. And then the C2 is just the entry-level straight rubber.
Excellent. Now, the C1 is for putter.
C1 is our putter line, and again, as the gentleman before me said, you know, we offer the large, the medium, and the small option for your putter. A lot of people out there are really into the large jumbo grips right now.
Yeah.
And so we do offer a full range of large, medium, and small, as well as the belly and two-piece putter grips for some of those longer putters that are still out there.
Excellent. Well, they're probably going to be out there even after, you know,
the rules
16.
Change, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
I don't think some of the recreational players are going to just give up their long, and they may change the way they grip them. You know, as long as you don't anchor it against your body, you can still have a long putter. You just have to get used to it, right? Right.
Right. Exactly.
Now,
like you see Matt Kuchar doing now.
Yes. Precisely. Now, what about if I want a larger grip for a regular, let's say, an iron? Do you have something for people with arthritis? So you come in.
Yeah, we do. We offer a midsize and a jumbo grip in both our C4 and our C2 models. So it could give you, you know, that added comfort if you do have some of those problems, like you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, you know, the Champ C grip line. There's something for everyone out there. You know, everyone has a different feel. Everyone has a different preference. And we really tried to focus on, you know, innovative products that would cover the entire range from amateur to professional.
Jessica Georgine, Marketing Director, Champ and McNeil Engineering Worldwide, the recently launched C-Grip line, designed with a strong emphasis on technical innovation, game-improving performance. The C-Grips collection consists of 5 models, gained a loyal following among tour players. It sounds like a really, I mean, anything with Kevlar and what was that stuff called?
The Kevlar, the TPO plastic, the anti-shock wrap. You know, you got to add whatever you can to get your head in the game.
And Georgine, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to
come
back. You too. We're going to come back and we're going to talk with David Keller. He came up with something that's going to help you. Remember I was complaining about somebody else lining up, well, it was a driver, but they do that for putters too. Let me put that putter head right there for you. Now just pull it back and We'll be back right after this, talking with David Keller. He's an inventor. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Poipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Dr. Armin Chong, DDS, is proud to announce the opening of his new state-of-the-art dental offices at 3660 Waialae in Kaimuki. For more than 20 years, the skilled hands of Dr. Armin Chong and his caring staff have served Hawaii. Call Dr. Chong, 737-2865. Validated covered parking. Insurance accepted. The first step to dental relief is Dr. Armin Chong, 737-2865. Whether it's you, my parents, or my friends, it's Dr. Chong for all your dental needs.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
It was so cool hearing that about Poipu Bay, because earlier in the show we were talking with Robert Trent Jones Jr. about the new greens that have gone in at Princeville, Mackay, The Prince, and Poipu Bay. And those new greens are feeling really good. And you should take the kids, because the kids play free. That's right. If you're playing at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai South Shore, they have free golf for juniors, and it ends this weekend. It was going through the whole month of August. So now is the weekend to get out, because it's a three-day weekend. You've got more time. Speaking of more time, you must have time to go down to Acura, the groundbreaking Acura TLX on the lot. We've been waiting for this. Go test drive yours today, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard, and they've got this TLX tech package with a spectacular sound system. And one other thing you must know about, because it's starting right now, I think they 8 o'clock, so I'm a little late, but I mentioned it earlier, TaylorMade Tuned Performance Event. What? That's a demo day. That's the Tuned Performance Event. The slider driver, the S-driver, the fairway woods, the hybrid, the irons, everything, the tour preferred irons and wedges, it's all there right now. And demo day pricing is available. Starts at 8 o'clock and goes until 2 o'clock. Now, let's train your aim. His name is David Keller. Welcome to the show, David.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, I was looking at this going, you know, it's as simple, you really should go to trainyouraim.com if you happen to be next to a computer, trainyouraim.com, and you'll see this very simple tool that goes on your putter and helps you figure out whether you're aiming correctly, so that when you actually come in contact with the ball, it's going toward the hole and not to the left or the right or someplace it shouldn't be. It looks so simple, David, but how long did it take you to go from concept to packaging?
Well, about 10 months in total. It was a Monday morning. I'd played golf on a Sunday and had one of my bad experiences on the green, a few too many three putts, and I was driving to work. And I came up with this idea and got to work. And you know what it's like when you come up with an idea. By the time you leave, you walk five paces, you've forgotten it. But it was very vivid in the mind. So I got to work. I drew it out. And I went home and made it out of a ferrule and some balsa wood and orange paint. And stuck it on a club the next night. And away I went. And I was very fortunate. I came across... I partnered up with the people that made the butt head covers. you remember the upside down animal head covers?
Yes.
Yeah, so I worked with them, and I still do. Alice and Danny Scott, they've been fantastic. I found a chap to do the professional drawings, and I finally pulled the trigger about a month ago on finding a place. I live in Arizona. I found a place in Phoenix, Arizona that helped me produce it, you know, manufactured it, and it's all USA made, all the packaging, and it's 10 months, and
that's fast though, isn't it?
Fast.
Yeah, I mean, from concept, usually it takes forever just to get the prototype. And here you, the day after you had this terrific idea, you're making the prototype yourself.
Absolutely.
That's brilliant. Now, what's neat about this is it just snaps kind of onto the help me here, David. Explain how this works.
It clips on. It clips on pretty much, I believe, it clips on to every putter out there. And just above the putter head, it will clip on. You line it up, and the pointer is adjustable, both for right. You can flip it around to be right or left-handed. But the beauty of it being adjustable is that if you have a center-shafted putter, you can bring it right down to the shaft, and you've got your arrow. I've met with pros that recommended that when you line up, the pointer should be on the toe of the club. So again, it's adjustable enough that you can have the pointer right at the end. And that way, you know if the toe when you go through the ball is facing the hole.
What I loved about your website, trainyouraim.com, where you can order this, is just looking at the videos, I started feeling more confident about striking the putter.
Absolutely, you know, you got some young players there who have never or rarely played golf. And they are knocking in 4 and 5 footers for fun. One of those players on the website is an actual PGA Tour winner, Mark Hensby. I met with him, and I have never seen a ball putt go in the hole from all directions. Obviously, he's a great putter, but he put this on his club, and he loved it.
What did he say about it? What made it so good?
Well, what he liked about it is, it, beyond the aim, it actually makes you accelerate through the putt. So you have a smoother putting stroke, and so many people come out of their putt. The first thing they do, especially short putts, is look up, and your right shoulder comes out and your left shoulder comes out. But this actually keeps your head down and makes you follow through to the hole, or the target, you know, the line. And that's what he liked about it. He couldn't believe how his putting stroke was so solid.
You know, and when I watched the video, I said, look at the follow-through on that. It was my first thought, is it's so important, the follow-through on the putt. A lot of people think once they see it, it doesn't make any sense that a follow-through should matter because, hey, you've already hit the ball, right?
But absolutely.
It's critical.
It's the most important thing, follow through to the target line, and that's what Train Your Aim has achieved. That's what it does. And you know what else, Danielle? It's within minutes of putting it on your club face. Everybody that I've shown, including beginners or people that aren't very good at putting, it makes a big difference within 5 to 6 minutes.
Your 5 to 6 minutes. It gives you confidence, right?
That's it. It gives you a tremendous amount of confidence that you know where you're aiming, and that you can send that ball on that line.
Right, and then if you repeat that over enough, then you become, like, you know, comfortable, and you take it off, and do I have to take it off?
You have to take it off when you, unfortunately, it's not legal for, tournament rounds, or, you know, if you're marking a card, it wouldn't be legal. But, you know, you can, as it says on the website, you can put it in your pocket, your bag, behind your ear even, and just pop it on, and every time you want to putt, you just clip it on and get going with it. And it's amazing how simple this thing is, this Train Your Aim is, and yet how effective it is.
I think what you should do is buy one for all of your friends that you play with, and you say, okay, we're going to play around with our Train Your Aim on our putters. And that would, you know, you'd be playing the game And then you'd all have your train, your aim, then you'd be practicing your putting while you're playing the course.
Fabulous idea.
Isn't that a fabulous idea? And then everybody's having fun, and everybody's practicing, and everybody's marveling at, oh, gee, look at that. And look, I'm on a different lie. Then you're not on the just the practice tee green. You're, you know, you what they say about practicing golf on off a tee box is that you don't get the different lies. That's why Vision 54 is writing a book, and it's called Learning to Play Golf on the Golf Course. You know, Pia and Lynn are making this. By the way, Pia and Lynn will be here in November. Yeah, at Kapalua. You should call Kapalua and make an appointment to be in their three-day school. They'll be on the show in October, too, to talk more about that. David Keller, inventor, train your aim. It's for your putter. And, you know, you don't have to try all those desperate things, cross-handed, reverse overlap, claw, you know, all that stuff. This could just about do it for you. Is there anything you'd like to say that we haven't already, David?
No, not really. It's just simplicity. It's a lot cheaper than buying a new putter. As well.
Yeah, you know, and if you want to get the new putter and train your aim, hey, why not? It's trainyouraim.com. Okay, and have fun with it. Thank you for being on the show, David Keller.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks.
Good. Absolutely. A pleasure. All right, we're going to thank all the people who make this golf show possible. It's called The Golf Club, by the way. My name is Danielle Tucker. There's a high surf advisory for the South Facing. That is the Surf's Up, South Shore, all islands. Okay, it was that big old hurricane sending us nice waves for the surfers. It's going to be mostly sunny this morning, partly sunny in the afternoon, and a little rain just to cool us off because it's going to be like 90 degrees today, and the winds are variable, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight with scattered showers, windward and Mauka sections too. I wanted to mention that the Hyundai Tournament of Champions is looking for volunteers. My column comes out tomorrow. I was busy writing that yesterday, finishing that off. And the Tournament of Champions has the fourth annual Golf for Maui's charity program. So they have two things going on. They're looking for people to help put on the tournament, and they're looking for charities who'd like to sell tickets, and then you keep the net proceeds. Okay, and there's like, and if you don't sell them, it's no big deal. It's not like you're going to have to pay anybody some money. So if you want to know more about this, call 662-7702-808. 662-7702. And now, thank you to our newest sponsor, Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. And Creative Plumbing does. Dr. Armand Chong, a great dentist, a great guy, the director of the Hawaii TMJ Institute. Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong, he's in Kaimuki, really cool parking, 737-3525. It's at 3660 Wailea, so it's really easy. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. And Craig Sasada made Michael Patrick Shields feel so comfortable when Michael Patrick Shields was visiting Hawaii. That's Poipu Bay Golf Course. Stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. got together. He saw the beautiful lady and decided how to fashion her. It's a beautiful place to play. A relaxing venue for golfers of all abilities. It's unforgettable. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Star Protection for property threat, for risk assessment. What they do is they come on your property and they check out where you are vulnerable. They protect your home, your business, your concert, your special event. Like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, get the star team on your property. It's Star Protection. It's what you need. They're both in Hawaii and in California. And Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Get an additional $750 off the special pricing of the day. Just ask TJ about that. And now, you want to get down to Acura of Honolulu, 777 Ala Moana, because all of their Acura TLXs are in. They're on the lot. You can go test drive yours today. An Acura TLX tech package, a spectacular sound system. You got to check it out. Just close the doors and turn on your favorite sounds. Unbelievable handling, quality, and safety unsurpassed. That is Acura, the TLX in the house. Thank you to all of our wonderful guests today. We had the pleasure of talking with Robert Trent Jones Jr., Scott Bridges, Corey Kozuma, and Jessica Georgines with David Keller. If you'd like to listen to the show, it's at radiogolfclub.com, or you can find us on Stitcher, that's for your smartphone, or iTunes, or radiogolfclub.com. Just hit the listen button. My name is Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.